Instead of going to Mass, Catholics everywhere are observing Holy Week from home. In Mexico City, people are watching a real-life reenactment of the Stations of the Cross on television.
¿Qué quieres?
Justicia! Justicia! La cruz para Nazareno! Justicia!
Normally, this is a big public event, but not this year, as the world's Jorge Valencia reports.
At the center of the reenactment, of course, is a man portraying Jesus Christ. He wears a blood-stained robe, a crown of thorns, and a 200-pound cross.
Perdónanos, Padre mío, que no sabe lo que hace.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they are doing. Those are the words of Jesus as he falls with the cross on his shoulder, in the Bible and in this video of last year's reenactment. Surrounding Jesus are hundreds of others in full costume. There are Romans, there are Jews, they're all actors, and in real life, they're all from Mexico City's working-class borough of Iztapalapa. Tito Dominguez is the vice president of the group that organizes the Via Crucis of Iztapalapa.
Yo le pronuncio con X siempre Iztapalapa.
Dominguez has been around long enough to pronounce the name the old-school way, with an X, Iztapalapa. He's 57, and over the last four decades, he's played several characters.
Y 12 años continuos hice el papel de Judas Iscariote.
And for 12 consecutive years, Dominguez portrayed Judas, the disciple who snitches on Jesus and turns him over to the Romans.
Alguien tenía que hacer ese papel de malo, alguien tenía que ser.
Someone had to play the bad guy, and that person was me, Dominguez says. Although he adds that Judas rarely gets the credit he deserves because Jesus prophesied that a disciple would betray him. And without betrayal, there is no prophecy.
Como que cumplió una misión que le encargó Jesucristo.
As Dominguez explains it, the coronavirus pandemic is not the first time that Catholics in Mexico City have faced widespread disease. There was a cholera outbreak in 1833. According to Mexican researchers, it claimed the lives of more than 14,000 people in just 3 months.
Por la mañana acompañaban a una persona a sepultarla.
In the morning, the people of Iztapalapa would bury someone. Then those same people would die that night and be buried the following day, Dominguez says. So the survivors, mostly orphans, prayed for a miracle.
Y le fueron a implorar todos los que, pues en esa época quedaron vivos.
Dominguez says that a decade later, in 1843, the survivors started the reenactment as a way to thank God for granting them the miracle of ending the cholera outbreak. And the event grew. Tens of thousands have been visiting for years as the procession goes down the streets of Iztapalapa and ends with the crucifixion of Jesus at the top of a hill. But not this year. As a response to the coronavirus pandemic and to avoid crowds from gathering, the reenactment is being held behind closed doors in the same atrium where it started 177 years ago.
Mira, yo creo que la historia es cíclica. Es una espiral.
Look, I think history is cyclical, Dominguez says. It repeats itself. So they're broadcasting the event on social media and television so worshipers can still watch.
Al joven que hace el papel de Cristo es, para mucha gente es como ver a Jesucristo, ¿no?
For a lot of people, seeing the young man who portrays Jesus is like seeing Jesus Christ himself, Dominguez says.
Mi nombre es Mauricio Luna Reyes, tengo 19 años de edad.
Mauricio Luna Reyes is that young man. He's 19, he's studying sports and recreation management, and he grew up in a neighborhood next to the Iztapalapa Borough Hall.
Esta casi al costado es de donde está la delegación.
Luna Reyes was selected from a pool of 24 applicants. The requirements include being 18, in good health, and not having any tattoos. Being Jesus is a big deal. In January, Luna Reyes started training to carry the 200-pound cross on his shoulder for more than a mile. But he says that for him, what's more difficult is the spiritual preparation.
No solamente representas a Jesús, representas a la comunidad donde se hace esa representación. Representas la fe de esa comunidad.
You don't only represent Jesus, Luna Reyes says. You represent the entire community and the faith of the community. Especially now that most actors won't get to participate and that worshipers won't get to watch in the flesh, he says. Beside him will be the Virgin Mary, also known as Ana Laura Ortega Jurado.
Soy del barrio de San Miguel.
She is from the San Miguel neighborhood. She's 19 and she teaches English at a preschool.
Oh, en español porque me pongo nerviosa.
Although she prefers Spanish, she says, because she gets nervous in English. Ortega Jurado comes from a family that has long been involved in the reenactment.
De hecho, mi tío en 1996 salió de Cristo.
In fact, she says, in 1996, her uncle represented Jesus and her aunt represented the Virgin Mary. And she says that she offers a special prayer on Easter every year, but that this year it's different.
Creo que ahora no pedimos ni tanto por mí ni por mi familia, sino creo que por todo el mundo.
We won't be praying for ourselves or for our families, Ortega Jurado says. We'll be praying for the world. For the world, I'm Jorge Valencia.